Thanks for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. We're going to look at the name of High Priest again today. So we'll look at Hebrews 4, but let me make a couple comments before that. So suppose I harness myself to the back of a powerful diesel tractor. You guys ever been to a tractor pull? It's a loud experience, right? So just think about harnessing yourself to the back of a powerful diesel tractor with the goal of standing firm. You're going to stand firm while the tractor tries to pull you over. You get the picture? Harnessed to a tractor, tractor's going to try to pull you over. Now, I would, if I was harnessed to a tractor and the tractor's going to pull me over, I would feel a fraction of the tractor's power for like a nanosecond before I went down on the ground, right? But suppose you could actually pull against the tractor. Suppose you could pull against the tractor until there's a stalemate. Suppose you could allow the tractor with all its power to try to pull you down, and you could hold yourself up against the power. If you could do that, then you could experience the full power of the tractor. Think about it. You could experience in your body the full power of that tractor. Well, that's what Jesus did, and that's what Jesus felt by taking on the full throttled power of sin. You see, when I'm tempted, I'm either delivered by God's power or I give in. So I'm delivered from it or I give in to it. That means I've never experienced the full power of temptation. But Jesus was tempted in every way as we are, yet without sin. That's what Hebrews chapter 4 says. Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who is in every respect has been as we are, yet without sin. One in every respect has been as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. See, Jesus understands sin's power. When I'm tempted, he invites me to approach God's throne of grace with confidence because he's my high priest. He can sympathize with my weaknesses. Jesus experienced the full throttle of sin and did not give in. He promises me mercy and grace in my time of need. So what do we do with that, okay? Don't let temptation pull you down, because Jesus, our high priest, is ready and willing to come to your aid. He lives within you through his Spirit. He's ready to give you all the help you need to resist and obey. He invites us to approach him with confidence. So what are you waiting for? Ask him for help in your time of need. Let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and help in our time of need. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking on temptation to its full power. Thank you for inviting me to your throne of mercy and grace. And thank you for the promise of giving me all I need to do what you call me to do. I pray in your name. Amen.